this week's parsha, we find the mitzvah of Hakel. The Moed Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkos. In Shnas HaShemitah, what does that mean? Rashi says it's not actually during Shemitah, but the year after Shemitah, the eighth year, right? The first year of the next Shemitah cycle. So the Moed Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkos, when all of Klal Yisrael come up to the Beis HaMikdash, and Yom Tov, the Melech reads Mishnah Torah, he reads from Sefer Devarim in the Azara. That's the mitzvah of Hakel. And everyone comes, Anoshim, Noshim, Etaf. Everyone comes. What's the goal of Hakel? So the Pasuk says, Leman Yishmu, Leman Yilmadu, V'yoros, Hashem Elokeichem, V'shamu Lasos, is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos. So that people will learn about the mitzvahs. They'll learn about Divrei Torah, Yirah Shemayim, and they'll be shomer mitzvahs properly. That's the Tam HaMitzvah, according to the Pshuto Shemikra. Hakel is about gathering all the people, telling them about the Torah, reading from Sefer Devarim, so that they'll observe mitzvahs properly. The Sefer HaChinuch expands on this notion. He says, what's the idea? Why do we want to read the Torah publicly? That's the way that they're going to be shomer Torah mitzvahs properly. What does that mean? So he says, the Iker of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. We know Yisrael or Raisa v'kutcha brichu chadim. The Iker of what distinguishes B'nai Yisrael from the nations of the world is the Torah. That's what makes us into an Am Segula. Says the Chinuch, that's why we have to gather every 7 years to hear the Torah being read. We have to gather together every so often to hear Divrei Torah in front of the Anoshim, Noshim V'taf. So that a kol will be yotze, he says. People are going to hear about this great kibbutz, this great gathering of all of Klal Yisrael. And they'll ask, Maha kibbutz harav hazeh niskabatznu yachad kulanu. Why did we get together for such a national event? What's the purpose of it? V'tia hachuva, he says, l'shma divrei Torah, shikoli kareinu v'hodeinu v'tifartenu. And the answer will be that people will say, well, to hear the divrei Torah, because that's it. That's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. That's our ikar. That's our beauty. That's everything that we stand for. V'yavo b'soch kach l'saper b'godol shivcha v'hod erka v'yachnisu hakol b'libam cheshka. And the goal is that through talking about this incredible event, this maimed, that people are gonna realize the shevach of Torah, the praise of Torah, and its value, and their cheshek for Torah, their desire for Torah is going to be strengthened. The imacheshek ba yilmedu lodas es Hashem, and through cheshek of Torah, that's how they're going to learn more. They're going to learn more. They're going to want to observe more because they're going to be so excited from the gathering of Torah that they're going to want to learn more. That's what the pasuk means, like the Sefer HaChinuch. That by gathering together and hearing the Divrei Torah from the Melech, seeing a maimed of kavod Torah, that's going to get people to have more of a cheshek for Torah. They have more of a cheshek for Torah, so then they're going to want to learn. They're going to want to observe mitzvahs because they feel excited about it. They feel excited when they experience such an incredible event. The Meshech Chachma adds another wrinkle to the mitzvah. He says maybe the mitzvah of Hakel has another point to it. We know that the Pasuk says that when do we read the Torah? When is Hakel fulfilled? The Moed Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkos. After Shemitah, the year after Shemitah. This Sukkos. Right, the year after Shemitah, the beginning of the next cycle. This is when they would gather. Now some people have a Zeicher to Hakel every Sukkos. Some Hasidim have such a minute. But, the Zeicher they have is each and every year, but it was really only once every 7 years. B'moed Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkos. Why then? B'moed Shnas HaShemitah. Okay, I hear Chag HaSukkos. Everyone's getting ready to do it on Pesach. What's the idea? B'moed Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkos. Zok to Meshech Chachma. The answer is that Hakel is a chizuk gathering. It's divrei chizuk. Divrei chizuk for the farmers. The farmers didn't work their fields throughout Shemitah. And they're about to go back after Sukkos. About to go back to work the fields again. To plow and to plant and to be involved in their parnas. For the year of Shemitah, they took a break. But now they're going back. They need to hear chizuk. Right before they go back to work again, they have to hear chizuk about the yesodos, yesodos that we have to have emunah, we have to understand that our parnasa doesn't come from our own efforts and from our own prowess. Kadosh Baruch Hu is providing the parnasa. And we shouldn't get too attached to chomrius, to materialism, and to taiva's hamamim, to run after the money. We should have priorities. We should understand the proper values. The Torah is the value. The running after parnasa is not a value. And that's what Sefer Dvarim talks about. Pentochal v'savato, v'otim tovim tivne v'yashavta. You know, you'll be successful in business. And what's going to happen? You're going to have a sviya, you're going to have what to eat, and you'll be able to build beautiful homes. And what's going to happen? V'ram levavecha v'shachata, z'shem lokecha. What's going to happen? That you'll forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Sefer Dvarim talks about. And that's really what Shemitah is about. Why do we take the break during Shemitah? We take the break during Shemitah because we want to reinforce this notion. The Torah wants us to become familiar with this idea that it's not us. It's not us. I mean, what's the biggest raya that the parnas is not coming from us than the fact that we make the fields into hefker? The field that I own, I have to be mafker, and everyone else can just take the fruits. I'm not a bialim anymore, and I'm not doing any work. I'm not making a parnasa. So what am I showing? But I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. That's the yesod of Shemitah. But before the farmer goes back, we give him chizik, extra chizik. We give him extra chizik. We know. You know that you're going back. Don't forget the yesod that Shemitah taught you. Hakel, according to the Meshech Chachma, is a send-off. It's a send-off for the farmers going back into their fields. And it's really a send-off for everyone, even someone who's not working in the fields. It's a message that we have to hear before the long winter ahead. Armed with the Divrei Chizuk, we know how to approach all of our work, all of our parnasa, with the proper perspective. We see from this a fundamental yeso that it's really important. It's important to get together to hear Divrei Chizuk. We need Chizuk, especially in these inyanim. Emuna, to know where the parnasa is coming from, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. It's so important to hear Chizuk. These are yesodos we all know. We know, and we know what the Torah says, and we know how important they are. But we forget. We forget, and that's why the Torah says you have to get together. You have to get together once in 7 years and emphasize. Stress these ideas. It's not enough just to hear from a local rav. You've got to get together. All of Klal Yisrael has to get together and have a massive maimed. A maimed for chizik. A maimed for chizik to strengthen everyone in this regard. To have an event on a grand scale, even a national level. Because such an event has the koach to inspire and to elevate in a totally different way. And the lasting impact of such an unforgettable event can be life-changing. It's a musa that we all should try to internalize. We should go, this is a time of tshuva. Some of the Talmidim have asked me, how do we prepare to do tshuva? Part of the message is we have to attach ourselves to events that can inspire us. Events where someone can speak and really, you know, say things that can enter into the heart. And hopefully if we attach ourselves to events such as these, and we internalize the messages that we hear at these events, then hopefully it'll have a lasting impact and it'll make us into greater people. Shabbos.